I could never say dogmatically that I believe it's that or this, because I can't. It's something that I feel. It's not something that I think about. I feel it, and I feel it at certain times when I'm completely aware of something that's completely outside of myself. Even, say, looking at those trees. Then I can feel something which has an echo somewhere deep in myself. Then I believe that could be God. I believe that God is in every one of us. I believe that we all have God within us.
God in me is a feeling of great love and simplicity.
God was the very first thing there was.
God is my friend, my only friend.
God is a spirit and God is love.
He must be not human, not with human feelings, but rather as energy, really.
A pool of energy. A reservoir of good, perhaps, as opposed to a reservoir of evil, but certainly not a person.
He's in yourself.
It's something inside you.
Something which makes flowers grow and coordinates the heavens and keeps everything together and keeps everything going.
He's inside everyone for everyone to find.
God is my friend, and I love him.
Well, as I see him, he is a human being with quite a beard, lovely kind eyes, and a crown on his head.
I always think of him, you know, Holman Hunt's picture in St. Paul's. I always think of him with the halo and, you know, that wonderful look.
To me, God defies description. I just can't conceive what he would be like.
He is a mystery.
I think he's a spirit.
Something like air or the atmosphere which surrounds us.
Something which makes flowers grow.
Something inside you.
Something that I feel.
Something which envelops everything.
Something that's completely outside of myself.
Something working through men.
Something that we're part of.
Something out of a Renaissance painting.
He's somebody who's there all the time.
Just up above the sky, he's just there.
A guide and comforter.
Someone whom you can lean upon and tell all your troubles to.
Not anything that I can define.
But certainly not a person.
Energy, really.
A vast sort of infinite existence of energy, of good energy.
In a spirit form, of course.
A controlling force which emanates in beauty of natural things and keeps the vast, limitless universe together.
An infinite substance which is composed of infinite attributes, each of which express themselves in eternal and infinite essence.
He's just sort of air, really.
He is in heaven.
He's going from place to place in wonderful garments.
He's not actually down here. I look up to him. He just stands there, looking down at me.
He's not walking, he's more or less floating.
In a white robe.
Simply floating, like the angels float.
In a white robe.
Flying, apparently without any means. He's just there, he's suspended, but I can't see the suspension in air, and he's moving about all over his domain from one spirit to the other.
With the archangels round him, serving him and praising him.
He is in heaven. I can see like clouds all around him. God is life eternal.
He's very understanding, like one of us, and very human. A very wonderful person, of course.
The spirit and comforter.
Our heavenly Father, Christ himself.
God is a very present help in time of trouble.
He goes with me wherever I am or in whatever I'm doing.
God is very merciful and he's been very good to me in times of trouble.
God is my conscience.
God is goodness.
God is life.
God is love.
God is love.
God is all good. Everything good is God. Everything bad is the devil.
God can only be what we let him be. Everything which can be regarded as the basis of life. Love and truth and justice and faith and goodness.
Age, size, form, shape, don't come into it. He's too big for this, too incomprehensible.
He is a mystery.
He's in yourself.
It's something inside you.
In every one of us.
God is a spirit.
The spirit is everywhere. The spirit is all round, is everywhere, in everything. You can say that it's in flowers, it's in beauty, it's in nature, it's all in the world.
God is in every one of us.
He's inside everyone for everyone to find.
We all have God within us.
And I love him.